And King David says in Psalms 86, verse 7, "When I'm in distress, I call to you because you answer me." Our Lord Jesus will always hear when you call. And Psalm 121 tells us that the Lord neither slumbers nor sleeps. Do you know, I like to think of Jesus, our Lord Jesus, who loves us, that he is waiting for us to call to him. Now, I do quite a lot of walking on Dartmoor. I was out there yesterday, actually, in the rain and the sunshine. And when we used to, the 10 tours teenagers, once I had to call out for the Dartmoor rescue group. We had somebody in a bit of trouble. And I was amazed at how many of them willingly came out. Because this rescue group, they train two or three times a week, and they're just waiting for the call for help. And when you call for help, they'll come rushing to your help. If you don't call, they won't come. And it's like that when we call. When we call to Jesus, we acknowledge that we need him. We can't do it on our own. So the first lesson is, don't let Jesus walk on past. Don't let him walk by. Call to him, and he will stop and listen to you. Then the second word from our story this morning is come. Come to Jesus. Do you notice that when Jesus heard Bartimaeus' call, he stopped and he said, come here. Come to me. But just look at the reaction of Bartimaeus. Can you remember what I did in the play? What's the first thing I did when I stood up? Threw off my cloak, didn't I? And do you know, I was thinking about this. If I was blind, the one thing I wouldn't leave behind me, that I might not find again, would be my coat or my cloak. Because the coat represents security. Keeps you warm at night, keeps the rain off you. But Bartimaeus, he took off his coat, and the Bible makes a point of telling us he took off his coat and left it behind. And he came to Jesus as he was, leaving, if you like, his earthly security behind him. And you know, I think we all carry unnecessary baggage around in life, don't we? Things that we think are essential, things that we couldn't live without our security. But you know, when we come to Jesus, we need to leave behind the old life and all its trimmings. And we need to come to him just as we are. Now, I've been a follower of Jesus for over 50 years now. I know I don't look that old, but I'm still learning to come to Jesus just as I am, putting aside everything that will distract me or hinder me from walking closely with him. And it's one of the wonderful things about following Jesus is we learn more about him day by day, and we learn how to follow him all the more closely and not rely on the things that the world or the earth will try and distract us with. So, call out to Jesus, come to Jesus, and the third word is communicate, or if you like, chat, or converse, there's lots of C's, with Jesus. When Bartimaeus has made his way to Jesus, we find a very simple discourse taking place. Jesus says to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" What a question. It's a real amazing question, isn't it? We think we know what we want, don't we? But Jesus knows what we need. There's a big difference between the word want and need. Jesus looks right into our souls. And if what we want and ask for is also what we need, Jesus will often give it to us out of his love. Bartimaeus said, "I want to see." And that's a good thing to want your sight, isn't it? So Jesus said, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Do you know, God knows what we need. But he loves to hear from us. It shows we have a degree of faith in him. Matthew, in his Gospel, chapter 6, verse 8 to 9, gives a great example of this when Jesus tells his disciples that the Father knows the things you need before you ask him. So we think, well, why do we need to pray? Why do we need to ask him then? But Jesus immediately then goes on to show them how to pray. He teaches them the Lord's Prayer, how to communicate with the Father. Do you know, the Lord loves to hear from us. He loves to hear us to communicate with him. And pray, sometimes we get caught up on this word of praying. Praying is just communicating with our Father, which means speaking to him, listening to him. The result for Bartimaeus was instant healing. He asked, he received what he asked for. So finally, the fourth word is cling, cling to Jesus. Do you know, after Jesus had restored sight to Bartimaeus, he told him, go, for your faith has healed you. Now, Bartimaeus could have gone and picked his coat up. You can see now, you see where he left his coat, and he could have wandered off. But no, what did he do? He actually followed Jesus. Mark tells us he actually followed Jesus. When we meet with Jesus, it is not just an encounter at that moment in time. It is a life-changing experience. And if we truly see who Jesus is, we will never want to leave his side. We will want to cling to him. And our Christian life should be just that, walking closely with our Lord Jesus, clinging to him at all times. You know, Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you. We may leave or forsake him, but he'll never leave or forsake us. So in our Christian walk, we need to cling to Jesus. You know, an encounter with Jesus will change your life forever. So just to recap, we've got the four C's up there. Call to Jesus. Call out to him. Don't let him walk past. Come to Jesus. When he bids us come, he wants us all to come to him. Communicate with Jesus. Talk to him. Let him know your needs. Let him know your feelings, your wants. He loves you and he wants to respond to that. And then just grow your love for Jesus and cling to him all the days of your life. If we do that, we'll go around with eyes which have been opened and hearts which have been set free from sin. Amen. Now this morning, please don't leave this place. If this has touched you at all or anything you've heard today that responds, just come and find somebody who will pray with you. When we finished our last song, we're going to spend about 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe having a cup of coffee together. And if you want prayer, there's plenty of people here who will pray. I mean, if I ask anybody to put their hand up who's willing to pray, yeah, just look around, there's plenty of people who are willing to pray for you. So go and ask them, and they'd love to pray with you and tell you more about Jesus. And then after about 15, 20 minutes, I will actually get a microphone and we will give thanks for the food and we'll eat together. But before that, let us just worship God once more through. Amen.